USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The government's April jobs report is out, and it shows the unemployment rate for the nation at the lowest level since December of 1969, dropping 0.2% to 3.6. And the jobs report also beat expectations for jobs created, with around 263,000 new jobs last month, when the forecasts were for about 185,000. A man who was plotting to bomb the New York City subway system 10 years ago will soon be a free man. Najibullah Zazi, who faced life in prison, ended up being given 10 years, which essentially amounts to time he's already served. But authorities say for almost a decade, he's cooperated with other investigations into terrorist groups, and his lawyer says he's a transformed man who unequivocally repudiates radical Islam now. And this is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
SpaceX acknowledging that the company's Crew Dragon capsule was destroyed last weekend by an explosion during a test firing. As had been suspected by observers, it happened on Saturday during activation of the spacecraft's Super Draco thrusters, which are used to land the craft as part of a launch escape system. The company says the explosion should not have any effect, though, on SpaceX's Cargo Dragon capsules going forward. There have been a lot of deadly falls by visitors to the Grand Canyon lately. Now, a National Park spokesman says a visitor in Hawaii is recovering after surviving a fall into a volcano.
He was about 70 feet below the edge of the cliff where his fall had been arrested by a small ledge, preventing him from falling the rest of the 300 feet to the bottom of the caldera, likely saving his life.
The man is said to be seriously injured after that Wednesday night tumble into the Kilauea volcano. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Record flooding still taking a toll on Davenport, Iowa. The Mississippi River rising to its highest level since 1993, expected to hit 22.7 feet today. Governor Kim Reynolds has declared a disaster in dozens of counties. A San Francisco city attorney is suing the Trump administration over a new federal rule that would reportedly allow health care staff to refuse some types of medical treatment to members of the LGBTQ community. That lawsuit claims the new so-called conscience rule would reduce access to health care for a number of groups, including women, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. Specifically, the rule could deny sterilization care, which is often sought by people making a gender transition. New Jersey's Department of Health is warning that a person confirmed to have measles recently arrived at Newark Liberty International Airport. The traveler came in from Israel on April 16th and was in Terminal C that day. Anybody who was there at the time or was on the infected person's flight may have been exposed to the potentially dangerous virus. And this year's Miss USA is from Charlotte, North Carolina. 28-year-old lawyer Chelsea Crist was crowned at the annual event held this year in Reno, Nevada last night. Remember to check us out online anytime. Our newly redesigned website is at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.